Mr. Zesty Pants rides again. I haven't been many places, and I haven't done much, compared to lots of other people, but in my mind, everything I've done and everywhere I've been managed to take up volumes of space and produce endless stories and reflections. Each tiny moment of my life is a tale that must be told, even if nobody's paying any attention. For instance, it's New Year's Eve at the bookstore. One non-book reader customer is trying to find something inexpensive or free to take with her. She spies the basket of lollipops I keep on hand. "How much are these?" she asks. "They're free," I say. "Okay, then," she says, and begins downloading the entire basket of candy into her purse, a generous handful at a time. I freeze for a moment because I don't want to make a scene in front of other shoppers, but dang it, it's my store, so I have to say something. "They're free, one to a customer," I say firmly and pleasantly. "Oh," she says, and throws a few back into the basket before going away. At Halloween, there's always that one trick-or-treater who will grab half your treats if you don't say halt. It's one of those days when customers trickle in just frequently enough so that I don't have time to take a bathroom or lunch break, so I wind up eating out of my lap in between waiting on folks. Today, I'm dining on leftover salad covered with Liz's zesty dressing, which I end up dumping into my lap when two patrons ask questions at the same moment. I have to police the floor and discard the entire meal, unable to get the dressing out of my britches. So, the rest of the day, I smell like Mr. Zesty Pants, aromatic, but unfulfilled and unfilled. Marie gives me a break later on, so that I can go search for some to-go food. Moe's next door is closed today. O'Carr's bit the dust some time back, so I rush over to Pete's Famous to get something quickly. The line winds out the door, so I peer into Subway's window, where the always slow service is sustaining a long line. I try to enter Seafood Delight, but they have this funny entrance that reads exit, and another unmarked door that is the real entrance, only it just goes down a long white hall with no signage, sort of like a Twilight Zone episode. Daryl sticks his head out of the blank door and invites me in, whereupon I learn, in excruciating time extension, that Seafood Delight has a policy of cooking everything from scratch. Nothing is quick or ready to go. I decide to be patient Zesty Pants guy and relax. Visit with Daryl and learn something from the experience. After the cook tells Daryl he's too busy stirring something to prepare a hamburger, I wait while the cow is raised, stalked, slaughtered, butchered, shipped, and cooked. Or maybe it just seems that way. Anyhow, I finally get back to the store, relieve Marie, eat my burger in big bites in between duties, and within 90 minutes, I finished my meal and am ready to go home to another one. And that very night, we have Zesty Dressing again.